I am dead because I have no desire. I have no desire because I think I possess. I think I possess because I do not try to give. Trying to give, I see that I have nothing. Seeing that I have nothing, I try to give myself. Trying to give myself, I see that I am nothing. Seeing that I am nothing, I desire to become. Desiring to become, I live.
Oh.
it has been proved that there is on Earth an unknown continent with a mountain range much higher than the Himalayas. Why it has not yet been discovered, how we have reached it, what beings we have met there, how another expedition which went there, but with different intentions, was almost destroyed in the most terrible way. How we have been slowly getting to the roots in this new world, if I can put it like that. And how we are nevertheless only at the beginning of the journey. I want to speak at length of one of the basic laws of Mount Analog. To reach the summit, one must proceed from encampment to encampment. But before setting out for the next refuge, one must prepare those coming after to occupy the place one is leaving. Only after having prepared them can one go on up. That is why, before setting out for a new refuge, we had to go back down in order to pass on our knowledge to other seekers. high and remote, above and beyond the circular walls of ever loftier peaks, ever wider snowfields, in a splendor and brilliance the eye cannot withstand. Invisible from excess of light, rises the very apex of Mount Analog. There, on a pinnacle more slender than the finest needle, only he who fills all space holds on. Up there, in the crispest of air, where everything freezes to stone, the firmest crystal alone endures. Up there, amidst the blaze of the sky that consumes everything, only the eternal incandescent survives. There, at the center of everything, dwells he who sees each thing from its beginning to its end.